Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Pa Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ज्ञानतिमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनाबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधाकांता नमोस्तते जयथां सुरथाव पंगोर मम मंदमथेर्गति मत्सर्वस्वापदं बोजाओ राधा मदन मोहनाओ दिव्याद्वृंदारण्यकल्पतरुमाधा श्रीमान रत्नाकर सिंहासनस्थाओ श्री श्री राधा श्रील गोविंद देवाओ पृष्ठालिपि सेव्य मनोस्मरानी श्रीमान रास रसारंभी वंशीवाथाथास्तिता खर्षन वेणु स्वनायर गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रीयेस्तुना तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुधे देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पाथरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Hare Krishna. I am very grateful and honored to have this opportunity to serve all of you by speaking some words and this most blessed and holy night of Janmashtami. Before I sat on this seat, I offered a prayer to my beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I looked around in the temple tonight, and something came into my heart that I'd like to share with you. Tonight marks a very historical event. In addition to Krishna's advent into this world. Exactly 40 years ago, Srila Prabhupada was on the cargo ship Jaladuta in the Arabian Sea, the only Vaishnava on the whole boat. All alone, as the boat was going along the Arabian Sea, old cargo ship, Srila Prabhupada celebrated Janmashtami. On Friday the 13th of August, 1965, Srila Prabhupada boarded the Jaladuta in Calcutta. And he was already getting seasickness and so many other difficulties. He was 69 years old. And in his diary, he writes about how he celebrated Janmashtami. He gave a class about Krishna's birth in Kirtan to a few of the sailor workers on board the cargo ship. And he made some kichoris in his little room. I don't know what kind of a little burner he had. And he distributed prasad. And a few days later he wrote, how he was feeling such deep separation from Vrindavan Dham, his home. Yes, on that Janmashtami, all of his God brothers, God sisters, and all other devotees in the world were celebrating Janmashtami in temples with kirtans and feasts and lectures and beautiful assemblies. He was alone on that old cargo ship. And he did it all just to make it possible for us to have these festivals together with thousands of associates all over the world. So let us begin on this 40th anniversary of Prabhupada's Jaladuta Janmashtami, let us bow our heads in gratitude for the great sacrifice of compassion he made to make this night possible for all of us. In the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Krishna tells, Janma karma cha medivyam evam yoveti tattvata. Tyaktva deham punarajanma naiti mam eti sorajana. One who understands the transcendental, the divyam, the spiritual nature of my appearance and activities in this world, from never takes birth again, never suffers again, but attains my eternal abode. And Srila Prabhupada explains, according to the scriptures and the great self-realized saints, that the absolute truth, Krishna, is non-different from the name, the pastimes, the teachings. Anything that is directly connected with Krishna is non-different than Krishna. And when we are hearing about Krishna from the proper sources, we are, in fact, directly associating with Krishna. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantara suchi. Whether we are pure or impure, or even having passed through all situations, when we remember Krishna, we become purified both within and without. And Krishna comes to this world once in a day of Brahma, that's several billion years, in his original transcendental form from the spiritual world, to perform such beautiful, all-attractive pastimes to attract our hearts. Out of compassion, the Lord descends into this world. Because the conditioned soul's nature is to be so engrossed in superficial thoughts and attachments. Because the body, which is like the set of clothing that covers the soul, the eternal self, is always changing, subjected to time. We become so engrossed in these things and relationships based on these things that we forget the true essence of who we are and what we really want. Somebody once wrote, you can never get enough of what you don't really want. We are the soul. We don't really want all these things. Profit, adoration, distinction, money, sensual pleasures. It comes and it goes. But Krishna is so kind. In so many ways, in so many times, in so many forms, he comes to this world just to attract our consciousness back into his eternal loving service. The true happiness of the heart. Lord Chaitanya prayed, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Saravanadi Sudhichiti Kodiya Yudhoi. That love for God is within the heart of every living being. By hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and the association of like-minded people, that love of God is awakened. Srila Prabhupada often said that Krishna in the Gita tells, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanarataya sambhavami juge juge. That in order to annihilate the miscreants, to protect the devotees and reestablish religious principles, I descend into this world again and again. But our Guru Maharaj explains, Krishna can do that through so many different expansions, incarnations, through his devotees, through material nature. The essential reason the Lord descends is out of pure compassion for all beings. to speak words and perform activities that charm, enchant, and attract our hearts back to our own original love. Because Krishna is all attractive. Shukadeva Goswami describes in Srimad Bhagavatam how at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, this was approximately 5,000 years ago, the Earth planet was being trampled on by greedy, egoistic, demoniac people who were exploiting resources in such a way that the majority of the population was suffering terribly. And Mother Earth is the mother of all beings within our planet. She was broken-hearted to see this. And she took the form of a cow and approached Lord Brahma, weeping tears to see how her children were being abused and misused. And how the resources that she was providing for everyone's well-being were being used for an opposite purpose, for destruction and greed. And she pleaded her case from her heart. Then Lord Brahma, along with Lord Shiva and the other great devas, they all went to the planet called Svetadvipa, where there is an ocean of milk. And they stood in the ocean of milk and they chanted prayers called Purusha Shukta to attract the Lord's compassion. But nothing happened. At least it didn't appear so. At that time, Brahmaji, he sat in meditation, fixed in compassion upon all of his children within